Money spells. How money spells, good luck charms, abundance and prosperity rituals have been used throughout history. Money spells have been used by various cultures throughout history to attract good luck, abundance and prosperity. These practices, which include specific spells and rituals, symbols and mystical objects, were an integral part of many societies' spiritual and economic life. From the ancient Egyptians who used amulets and sacred symbols to ensure prosperity, to the Romans who performed complex spell rituals with silver coins, belief in the power of money spells was widespread. Magic prosperity spells and money rituals are not just relics of the past, they continue to be relevant in contemporary spiritual ceremonies. Today, people seek rituals of this nature to remove barriers, summon success, achieve financial abundance, and improve their well-being. The continuity and concordance of these traditions underscores their continuing importance and the universal human desire for abundance, wealth, and good fortune. Understanding the historical context and cultural variations of good fortune charms and abundance spell rituals provides a deeper insight into their importance. Here we will examine how money rituals developed and were applied in cultures in different periods, and we will provide insights into the importance and role of experts such as Samuel Zohar Yanai in removing and dispelling spells and energetic blockages in order to achieve economic success. Understanding these traditions provides a fascinating glimpse into humanity's ongoing search for abundance and prosperity. What are money spells, good luck charms, and abundance rituals? Magic money spells for luck, abundance, and prosperity rituals have been an integral part of diverse cultures throughout history and served as a means of obtaining wealth. These rituals include specific spells, symbols, sigils, and magical actions that are believed to channel mystical energies towards achieving financial success. The essence of these spells and rituals is to create an energetic environment that attracts abundance and good luck. In many traditions, money spells are performed using objects charged with symbolic meaning. For example, in ancient Egypt, amulets bearing sacred symbols such as the Eye of Horus were abundant and were considered to attract abundance and protect the wearer from disaster. Similarly, in ancient Rome, these rituals involved scratching silver coins with daggers and placing them in strategic places to invoke the gods' favor for wealth. Abundance rituals, on the other hand, can include a diverse use of specific plants, candles, and gemstones. In medieval Europe, plants such as basil or bay leaf were considered to bring good luck and abundance when used in conjunction with green candles, which are used in most cultures all over the world to this day. These rituals required a deep understanding of the cultural and spiritual context to be effective. In general, money spells and abundance and good luck rituals reflect a universal human desire for financial stability and prosperity. They provide a fascinating insight into how different cultures perceive and try to influence their luck through spiritual and mystical means. What are the historical origins of magic rituals and money spells? Rituals of magic prosperity spells for good fortune have a rich and varied history spanning multitude of ancient cultures. The use of magic money spells in magical rituals can be traced back to the earliest recorded societies, highlighting its continuing importance in rituals aimed at achieving good luck, abundance, and prosperity. In ancient Egypt, silver was considered a precious metal with strong energies. The Egyptians believed that silver had the ability to attract the energy of abundance, making it a critical component of their spiritual rituals. Priests used amulets with engraved sacred symbols, such as the Eye of Horus or depictions of gods such as Anubis, to invite protection and financial blessings. These amulets were usually worn by merchants and nobles to ensure protection, success, and abundance. Similarly, in ancient Rome, money spells and charms occupied a significant place in rituals dedicated to the gods of commerce and prosperity, especially Mercurius, the god of merchants. Roman priests, astrologers, and even ordinary citizens engaged in this mutilation rituals that included scratching silver coins with daggers and placing them in specific places such as temples, rivers, and doorways of rich people's houses. These acts were thought to bring wealth and prosperity to the people who performed them, reflecting the widespread belief in the magical properties of silver. The historical origins of silver magic and money spells also extend to medieval Europe, where alchemists and practitioners of folk magic used silver spells in their rituals. During the Middle Ages, silver magic rituals were linked to the moon, which was considered a symbol of purity and protection. Alchemists sought to turn base metals into silver, not only to obtain wealth but also to harness their mystical and energetic properties. This period saw the appearance of spell books, which contain detailed instructions for performing ceremonies and prosperity spells to attract abundance and protect against evil. Generally, the historical origins of magic and money spells highlight their universal appeal and enduring presence in diverse cultures. From ancient Egypt and Rome to medieval Europe, silver was considered valuable, making it a cornerstone of magical methods aimed at achieving financial success and good luck. How did they perform the money spell rituals in ancient cultures? Money spells in ancient Egypt. In ancient Egypt, the practice of money spells and rituals of abundance and good luck was deeply rooted in the spiritual culture. The Egyptians believed in the power of amulets and enchanted scrolls to bring abundance and good luck. These spells included utilizing sacred emblems, such as the Eye of Horus or the god Anubis, engraved on gold or silver amulets or charms. These amulets were worn by people, especially merchants and nobles, to earn money, attract wealth, and protect their economic interests. The rituals were usually performed by priests or people with knowledge of hieroglyphics and spells. The process included a preliminary oath and detailed spells designed to focus the energy required to attract abundance and success in commerce and business. Rituals of good luck and prosperity in ancient Rome. In ancient Rome, good luck charm rituals and money spells were also common, especially among priests, astrologers, and citizens seeking to improve their luck and financial status. One prominent method involved scratching silver coins with sharp daggers and placing them in specific locations to attract wealth. These locations included temples of gods such as Mercurius, who was the god of merchants and prophets, as well as doorways to homes of wealthy people and significant public spaces. Unlike in Egypt, where these practices were mostly reserved for the rich, in Rome these rituals were accessible to a wider population. Even those who could not afford the services of priests or astrologers could perform these rituals themselves or seek the help of local witches with knowledge of this type of witchcraft. In both cultures, the rituals and spells were seen as a means to harness and direct mystical energies to achieve financial prosperity, to earn money and good fortune. The integration of these methods into everyday life indicates the importance that is given to wealth and the efforts people were willing to invest to secure their financial future. Rituals not only involved physical objects and inscriptions but also required an understanding of the symbolic meanings and corresponding ritual contexts. The importance of silver in rituals emphasizes its perceived value and its symbolic connection to wealth and purity. This cultural emphasis on money and the rigorous nature of these rituals reflect the human desire to control and improve one's economic destiny. The continuity of these rituals from ancient times to the present shows their enduring appeal and the universal search for financial stability and prosperity. What role did money spells play in medieval and Renaissance Europe? During the medieval and Renaissance periods, witchcraft, money spells, and abundance rituals played significant roles in people's lives, combined with Christian and folkloristic beliefs. These rituals were performed in secrecy due to the potential danger they posed, as the authorities often did not approve and even punished such activities. In medieval Europe, magic spells for money were usually associated with witchcraft and magic. Witches and wizards were believed to possess the knowledge and power to influence economic prosperity through mystical means. Tools like special gems, such as citrine, were considered to attract abundance and were used in various rituals. In addition, grimoires, books of magic spells, detailed procedures for summoning spirits and asking for their help in achieving wealth and success. These rituals included employing herbs, candles, and symbolic objects, believed to have specific magical properties associated with attracting good luck, money, and abundance. The Renaissance period saw a rise in the practice of alchemy, where alchemists attempted to turn base metals into gold. While alchemy was considered a science, it was deeply intertwined with magical practices. Some alchemists engaged in rituals to attract economic prosperity, combining their scientific pursuits with mystical elements. These rituals were performed secretly, as the fear of persecution was still widespread. The authorities considered these rituals to be heresy, and those caught performing them risked severe punishments. Despite the risks, the desire for economic stability and prosperity has driven many to seek such magical methods. Wealthy people would pay witches or wizards for their services, hoping to gain an advantage in their businesses. However, these spells to get money in rituals were not limited to the rich. People from different social classes also looked for ways to improve their economic situation through magical means. In conclusion, money spells and abundance rituals were an integral part of the spiritual and economic life of people in Europe during the Middle Ages and the Renaissance. Rooted in both fear and aspiration, these magical practices show how far people were willing to go to achieve it. The combination of magic, alchemy, and religious beliefs in these periods highlights the complex relationship between spirituality and material success in historical contexts. What are the Kabbalistic traditions related to money spells? Kabbalistic traditions have a long history of ciphers, sacred geometry, and money rituals intended to attract wealth and abundance. These traditions include using sigils with specific verses from the Bible, from the Kabbalah and the Holy Zohar, and calling in the names of holy saints, who are believed to have mystical powers capable of influencing a person's luck. For example, certain combinations of letters and phrases in Aramaic are considered channels for spiritual energy that can lead to financial success. In Jewish Kabbalah, the Book of Creation and the holy saints' names are mentioned in ciphers and spells designed to bring abundance and good luck to a person. These ciphers are harnessed to create amulets or sigils, which devotees believe can magnetize wealth when wielded properly. Kabbalistic amulets combine sacred symbols and coded messages that are intended to protect on the one hand and on the other to connect the person who wears them with spiritual forces that promote prosperity. Kabbalistic money spells were traditionally performed by people with extensive knowledge of practical Kabbalah, such as rabbis or Kabbalists. These rituals were not considered inappropriate as long as they complied with Jewish beliefs and did not involve harming others. This ethical framework ensured that spells were seen as a legitimate means of seeking divine favor in financial matters. Today, these methods continue to be part of Jewish mystical traditions, with many people seeking the guidance of Kabbalists to help them overcome financial obstacles and barriers and achieve abundance and prosperity. How do African cultures use witchcraft rituals to obtain money and prosperity? Abundance magic spells and money rituals stem from African traditions brought by slaves. These customs usually involve utilizing herbs, amulets, and candles to attract financial wealth. African cultures also have a rich history of rituals aimed at achieving prosperity. Many African traditions focus on the natural forces and magic inherent in their surroundings. Rituals include making sacrifices or placing sacred objects in specific locations to invite good luck, prosperity, and wealth. These customs, although less common than in Mediterranean or European cultures, have significantly influenced African beliefs. Whether performed openly or secretly, these rituals reflect a deep connection to spiritual and natural elements. What are the voodoo rituals in the Caribbean for material wealth and abundance? Voodoo rituals in the Caribbean have long been associated with attracting wealth and material abundance. These rituals incorporate the use of specific plants, amulets, and candles, each chosen for its symbolic meanings and magical properties ascribed to it. Practitioners, known as mambos or haunangan, or aungans, conduct these ceremonies by summoning spirits and ancestors to bless participants with financial success. The ceremonies usually transpire at night, creating a mystical atmosphere that aids spiritual connection and focus. A common practice involves incantations and sacrificial offerings to please the spirits. In addition, symbolic objects such as coins or unique amulets are used to attract wealth. While these rituals are deeply rooted in tradition, they are still practiced today, combining African heritage and Caribbean culture. How is feng shui used to attract wealth in Chinese culture? Feng shui, an ancient Chinese practice, focuses on harmonizing people with their environment to attract abundance and wealth. The central aspect of feng shui is the arrangement of spaces to allow the flow of positive energy, or qi. Elements include strategic placement of objects such as Chinese coins, a three-legged frog with a coin in its mouth, and statues of the Laughing Buddha, which are believed to invite financial success. In addition to these symbols, the direction of a house or business plays a critical role. For example, it is recommended to avoid an entrance door to a home or business that faces an open space and not a wall, as this may cause abundance to leak out of the place. Instead, putting up a decorative wall or screen keeps the abundance in your home or business and doesn't escape outside. The same goes for the toilet seat, which needs to be covered to prevent abundance leakage. By adhering to these principles and maintaining a clean, organized, and orderly space synergistically, you can create an environment that helps attract and retain abundance. How are money spells and abundance and prosperity rituals done in modern methods? Nowadays, witchcraft money spells and abundance and luck rituals continue to be significant for humans seeking prosperity and good fortune. Modern practitioners often combine ancient traditions with contemporary spiritual and cultural practices, creating a dynamic interaction between the old and the new. Contemporary money spells and their practitioners. Today, prosperity spells and rituals are adapted to the diverse spiritual styles of the modern world. Practitioners range from sorcerers, spiritual mediums, and traditional shamans to those who identify with the New Age movement. These people combine elements from different cultures, using a multitude of ancient techniques and modern interpretations. For example, the use of silver coins, green candles, or amulets remains popular, but they are sometimes accompanied by contemporary symbols such as crystals to increase their effectiveness. The rituals themselves evolved as well. While ancient rituals may have involved elaborate sacrifices or complex spells, modern methods tend to be more integrated. For more information about the world of spells and witchcraft, mysticism, and the spirit, explore the expertise of Samuel Zohar Yanai in the field of removing spells and energy blockages. How can removing spells, witchcraft, and blockages cause financial abundance to come upon you? After reading and understanding this article, we know that the family of money spells is made up of distinct and diverse types of spells, and diagnosis by a seasoned expert is critical to the success of the holistic treatment. You can cast a money spell, but which type of spell do you really need? Do you earn a great deal of money, but it vanishes fast? Then you need a retaining abundant spells and techniques, like the Chinese feng shui, which are harmonizing spells. Are your earnings so low that you struggle to keep the wolf from the door? Then you will need attracting money spells, which are blessing spells. Are your earnings blocked by bad luck or bad timing? You may have a curse spell or a hex on you. In this case, you will need curse removal spells followed by blessing spells to fill in the cleansed energy, which are protection spells. Do you earn more than enough to get by, but you're constantly blocked, barrier after barrier? Then blockage removal spells and techniques are in place. The variety of different cases, and the needed spells, is vast. That is why counseling with an expert is imperative. In today's world, people are looking for ways to remove spells, curses, and energetic blockages that they believe are hindering their financial success. Modern healers, such as Samuel Zohar Yanai, provide services to assist people in removing negative influences and blockages. Samuel, a healer with extensive knowledge of Kabbalah and diverse mystical traditions, provides consultations via video call for diagnostic removal and destruction of negative spells and blockages. The process usually begins with a comprehensive consultation, where the therapist assesses the person's situation and identifies negative energies and blockages or black magic spells that affect their economic prosperity. This comprehensive and personalized approach ensures that the removal of the spell is appropriate for the specific cultural and religious background of the person in need of the relief. After the diagnosis is completed, the healer uses various techniques to remove the spells. These methods include whispering sacred texts and spells designed to attract abundance, success, luck, and money, using Kabbalistic ciphers and codes, or performing specific rituals designed to purify and free one's energy field. The goal is to cause a flow of positive energy and allow abundance and financial success to flow. By addressing energetic blockages, people may experience a renewed sense of clarity and synergy in their financial and personal lives. Therefore, removing black magic spells or energetic blockages according to Kabbalah is an effective way to release and bring financial and personal growth to a person. For more information, contact us now by email, WhatsApp, or by phone.